Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, hello, and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, where we are sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group. We'd love for you to visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at www.wealthysisters.com. Here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide you with the inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply right now to your life and business and have that positive impact. And second, we have to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. Today is another fabulous Monday, April 29, 2013, and we have declared this, yes, as our banner year. So remember, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So thank you again for spreading the word. And ladies and gentlemen, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, you know today we have another powerful, packed show for you. I mean, are you ready to be transformed? Are you really, really ready to be transformed? Are you ready to release some stress? Or do you even know if you're stressed? And how, if you are stressed, how is that affecting your business and productivity? Well, our guest today has some answers and some practical advice for us to create a more productive and balanced life. She is none other than Miss Cynthia, shall I say Reverend Cynthia James, who is a transformational specialist guiding people as they make changes for lasting healing in their lives. As a speaker, teacher, singer, and multi-award-winning author of What Will Set You Free and Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence, Cynthia James has coached and supported thousands of people into healthy and vibrant living. Her newest program, Advanced Awareness Coaching, offers depth-focused results for for high-level business leaders. She has completed a master's degree in consciousness studies from Holmes Institute and spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Cynthia is personally committed to utilizing creative expression as a vital and effective healing modality that will assist everyone in their own personal and professional growth. And you know what? She's here with us today. That's right. So get ready. Get your pens out. Get your tablets ready. And we need you to call right now. Text everybody. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278. 347-838-9278. Go ahead and text them, tweet them, Facebook them. Let them know to call into Wealthy Sisters Radio right now. And as a reminder, we want to let you know that we are on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes. That's right. So if you're listening to the show right now and you have to go and come back, don't worry about it. You can download us from Wealthy Sisters Radio and also on iTunes under Wealthy Sisters. So we're not going to hold our dynamic guests from you too much longer. We're going to take a short break and be right back with the fabulous Cynthia James. Thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Stay tuned.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Yes, we're live back on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and as always, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for all of the positive encouragement, all of the emails, the Facebook messages. We really appreciate you letting us know how the show is helping you every week. So please, continue to do that. Spread the word. Let them know that you can find us on iTunes, on the Wealthy Sisters, also on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've logged into the Blog Talk Network, remember to follow us there as well. Well, as always, we have a dynamic show for you today. We are so happy to welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, Transformational Specialist. I love it. I love it. Cynthia James. Hello and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Oh, Deborah, I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you so much. I love your enthusiasm and light.
Yes, I tell you. You know, as the old people, I'm a Southern girl at heart for sure. The old people used to say, if it's dead, you ought to bury. Anything dead is buried. So I'm ready to live. I want to stay alive. But thank you so much for everything that you are doing.
Well, I'm really grateful. I'm grateful to live the life I live, and I'm grateful to be able to be with people like you who are committed to making a difference on the planet and supporting others in understanding that they're here to make a difference on the planet.
Well, I tell you, it really is about that difference, you know, and it's at some point in our lives we really have to come to that conclusion that it's not really all about us. It is that we are, as we say, interdependent or dependent, independent, but we are interdependent. We need each other to make everything work. So tell us, I mean, your background is incredible, and on Wealthy Sisters, we got a little confession. We are nosy here. Everybody wants to know where you're from, where you grew up, how. We always say, what went into all these great ingredients to this recipe that we see today? So if you don't mind, just sharing a little bit about your background and how you actually came upon this path that you're on today.
Well, I'd love to talk about that. I mean, I really feel like I've lived a number of lives in this short time on the planet.
Yes.
I grew up in Minnesota. My mother and my grandmother, the family was from Alabama, but they migrated to Minnesota. And, you know, my mother was this incredibly beautiful, intelligent woman that was very sensitive and you know, had come from a long line of prophetic dreamers and healers. And but the thing that was interesting is that when she was young, because she was, you know, she was a seer and she was connected, she would talk about that, you know, because that's what kids do. But it was a time when, you know, people didn't want to hear that stuff. And so she would get punished for it. And so because of that, abuse in her life started at a very young age. And then, of course, you know what we experience becomes an energetic magnet and draws itself. And so she kept bringing in people that were abusive and traumatizing throughout her entire life. And so when she married my father, who was an alcoholic, and then they got divorced, and then she married a person who was highly violent, beat her consistently, and sexually molested me. And so by the time I was 6 years old, my whole framework was, you know, not feeling safe in the world. And so because of that, and on one side, and that was a driving force. But then on the other side, I was this highly creative, expressive person. And so I was, you know, I was doing all these things in school. I was writing and I was singing and I was, you know, on a teen modeling board. I was doing all of these things. And so I was having an experience with dichotomy, and I kept becoming aware that there were patterns, but you know, when you're young, you don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get that you're the common denominator, that you're not a victim of the world, that you think that it's something out there. And it took me a while to come into the awareness that I was really repeating a pattern that actually, when I went to the University of Santa Monica for spiritual psychology, we had to do a genogram, and I discovered 5 generations of women who had been abused and traumatized and who had created the same patterns over and over again.
Wow.
So for me, that became like a
light
set of precedent. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It was like, I can change it here. What
mm-hmm.
if I can change the pattern by changing me and then therefore affect my children?
Yes, that's powerful, changing that pattern. And, you know, you said that really when we're young, we don't really get that we are the common denominator. And, I mean, I think moving on into adulthood, especially today, it takes a while to embrace that because, I mean, that's how we've been taught, that everything happens externally, that nothing is really from the inside out. It's always
right.
from the outside in.
Right.
From the day that we're gone through the school, the educational system, it's all about conforming and not thinking or having or even being able to be independent thinker.
Right, right. And when you've had any kind of challenges as a child, you keep
mm-hmm.
looking for outside validation.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep looking for something out there to tell you that you're okay, that you're important, that you're smart, and it never, it's like building your house on sand. It can
right.
never stand, and
right.
so you got to find it within yourself. And that was the journey for me, and it began the whole experience of my work. It's like
mm-hmm.
heal myself, and then how do I bring that to others?
That is a powerful experience that you've been able to do that. What was that point that once you were able to heal yourself, what made you say, okay, this is something that I need to share with others? Was it a particular experience, or was it something that you gradually moved into? How did that transpire?
Well, there were a couple of things that happened. You know, I always say that relationship has been my path of discovery. And so, you know, whether it was dating someone or marrying someone or whatever, I mean, I kept seeing myself reflected back to me on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was singing in this gospel choir, and this woman was tired of hearing me complain, and she handed me this book. And the name of the book was The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this book, and it was written in the early 1900s. And I'm like, who is this woman? And how? And she's writing all the things I thought about being in control of your own life, being responsible for your life, you know, all those kinds of things. And so I really started seeking there, and that was kind of the seed. And then I was married to a very successful man, and the marriage was ending, and I was feeling really kind of devastated and depressed, and I really said, okay, I'm just going to really tap into this spirit within me. And so I really asked spirit. I said, okay, can you help me here? Can you show me, you know, what it is that I need to heal for me? And what happened was, really, you know, there is that statement, ask and it shall be given.
Right.
I mean, people came out of nowhere, resources came. I mean, it was incredible, including the University of Santa Monica, which I didn't even know about. I hadn't even heard about before.
Wow. 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 So when you, at that point, you know, at that point that you asked, was it something else that went along with the asking that you were able to see everything begin to click? Or was it? It was just you just simply asked, and things were beginning to unfold for you.
Well, I asked,
mm-hmm.
and then I really, you know, I've been meditating for 35 years,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
in my meditations, I would keep asking that question, and then I would journal,
mm-hmm.
and what kept coming forward was, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to be on this planet? How do you
mm-hmm.
want to serve? How
mm-hmm.
how do how do you want to bring your gifts? You know, what kind of person do you want to be? How do you want to show up in the world? And so those questions kept coming, and, you know, questions are really powerful. And so I kept using those questions then as part of the meditative process, and then answers started coming from internally, but also from the external world in terms of people and resources showing up.
Wow. It's, you know, that part right there when you're asking, and like you said, you're asking those questions, and they are powerful because, well, let me ask you, why do you say questions are powerful? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm just going to talk from a quantum physicist. Really talk about the fact that the universe is made up of this intelligent energy.
Okay.
And that there are universal laws that respond, you know. I really think that that's what the law of attraction is, and that's the concept behind ask and it shall be given. It's like you put it out, and then the universe responds. And a lot of times we're asking the questions that don't support us, you know, why me, you know, how come I can't win, why don't relationships work? And then, of course, the answer comes back in interesting ways. But if but if you ask questions about how to take yourself, I think it was Oprah who said that every day she gets up and asks, how can I be of service today? And we all have seen how that has unfolded for her, much of which I know she could not have conceived initially in her mind.
Right. So it kind of goes back to what you were saying in the beginning, that, you know, you've got to realize that this is not just about us, it's about everyone, or not just about ourselves. It's about how can you serve, like you mentioned, like that Oprah shared as well. When you're not asking, I guess, for just something that would not serve everyone, or what do you mean?
Well,
by that?
And here's the thing. So the work that you're doing is wonderful, but it becomes a whole nother ball game when you open it up in a place like Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you become of service to people that wouldn't know you where you live.
Right.
And I think that we all have that capability, whether it's through the media or whether it's through our schools or whether it's through our work environment. You know, a lot of your people are business people. And how do you become a beneficial presence? And I really believe that you become a beneficial presence and more successful by being in service. Are you showing up to be in service, or are you showing up to get?
Wow, that is so important. And you talk a lot about revealing your extraordinary essence. What is that? What does that mean? Because it sounds like this is kind of something that I would have guessed that you mean by that.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really, you know, when I think about extraordinary, you know, the words that come to my mind are exceptional, uncommon, impressive, remarkable, unexpected. And really, when you think about it, you know, wherever you live in your own consciousness, why would anybody be on this planet to be ordinary or unimpressive or uninteresting? You know, we've come here to fulfill our potential. And I believe to tap into that field of infinite possibilities and create. And you know, we've become fixated on all these people who are celebrities, and we look at them and put them on pedestals. Like, you know, look how wonderful they are, and look how different they are, and look how spectacular we are. And I think the only difference between those people and the rest of the world is that they know who they are.
Right.
They get that they're extraordinary, and they've come here to put it out.
Right. It's like it's no difference.
Right.
You know, I used to sit back as a child growing up, and I would wonder, and I would see wealth, I would see people, and I just really, I wonder, what was it? Why wasn't I born with this? Or you hear, you know, your family or people, adults say, they ought to give me this, or money doesn't grow on trees, or you hear things that does not support the idea of what you just said, realizing that, look, this is what you can have, and the only difference between you and them is that you got to know that you can have it and your capability of it as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, when you look at Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
she didn't come on the planet saying, I'm going to grow up to be Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
She came up with, came in with this energy and this in this environment that supported her in understanding that she could create a life she wanted.
Right.
You
right.
know, same thing with the Obamas. Same thing that when you look out at people who are successful, all of those people, you know, on some level said yes in their hearts, and
mm-hmm.
then the universe kicked in.
How does a person get to that yes? I mean, because we hear how we can believe, we hear people talk about visualization and you got to confess it and all of those things. What is the turning point for a person to actually get to, as we use Beyonce as an example, mm-hmm. to get to that, whatever that should be in their life?
Well, first of all, I think you've got to get clear about what you're passionate about.
Mm.
You know, a lot of us were brought up, you know, to with the whole concept that we were to survive, that it was all about struggling and working hard and surviving. And so we put our attention there. And a lot of people that I coach and counsel, you know,
mm-hmm.
moved into professions because it's what their family thought would make them secure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They moved
in,
did,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And
mm-hmm.
they moved into places that would bring them the highest amount of money. But then they get to a point where it's not feeding their soul. It's not nourishing them or nurturing them.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you can tell when you look at a Beyonce, that girl is passionate about performing.
Right. She's so passionate that she shut the Super Bowl down.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Yes.
And, you
yes.
know, and see, and so what are we, so the turning point is what are we passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
And how committed are we willing to be to move into that passion in form?
Okay. Okay. See, now you're bringing in a whole nother level when you talk about the commitment, because we talk about this every week on the show about this whole process, that everything is a process. And as I speak to myself as well, because we want everything right now because that's how our society is. But it just seems that there is no button, nothing, no switch that we can flip to eliminate the process.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you know what? You're the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you can't commit to you, who's going to commit to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can't be accountable and show up, and, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz wrote that book, Four Agreements. First
mm-hmm.
agreement, be impeccable
be
with your word.
Be impeccable with your word. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if you can't do that, how do you expect that you're going to be supported and successful and abundant?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No matter what, if it takes you 10 years, be impeccable with it. No matter what, do what you say you're going to do. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's
and there are no overnight successes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at the people today that you admire, you know, I mean, they've gone through stuff. Even if they were young when they started, they've gone
right.
through valleys and peaks.
Right.
But the commitment and the stick-to-itiveness, that's what makes it possible for them to thrive.
Right, right, right. What would you say to that person that, you know, they have been committed, they have been focused, and, I mean, it's 15, 20 years, they're still rebuilding, especially a lot of people, what happened these past few years, have had to restructure corporations. Everybody has
mm-hmm.
had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What, this three words, or what can you say to them right now to stay in the game, like since you talked about the game of life,
mm-hmm.
or to stay committed to themselves and not to give up? Those that just feel like, I just don't know what else I can do. I've done all I can do.
Right.
Is that a point that they need to be at?
Well, here's the thing, what I want to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there is a difference between doing and being.
Mm.
A lot of us
who, you know, because I've had a lot of times in my life, I used to make my living as an actress and a singer, and you know, and you hit these walls, you know, I've done everything, I've taken all the classes, I've done all that, and it's still, I'm at that wall.
Right.
And so you're going to still show up and do those things. You're going to work on your business. You're going to take your classes. You're going to invest in yourself. You're going to do all those things. But the part that I think people miss is that, what are your beliefs around success and a healthy, vibrant life?
Mm-hmm.
Because underneath, sometimes there are those beliefs that really don't honor the fact that you can be successful, and they're running quietly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a workshop recently, and this young man stood up and he was telling me that he was really good at his job, but you know, he felt like he was you know, he was just kind of burnt out, and so I said, so are you really good at your job? He goes, yeah, I'm really good. And I said, okay, stand up and tell the room that you're great at your job. And he stood up, and his eyes got glossy and, like, moist. And he said, I can't, because I really don't believe I'm great at it.
Mm.
And I said, this is the starting point then. You know, it's like, we got to get to that place within you. And I asked him in that moment, if you closed your eyes and just the first number that comes into your head, how old are you? And he said, 16.
Mm.
And I said, did something significant happen at 16? He said, yes, and it makes me understand why I wouldn't believe I was great.
Mm. Wow. He's holding on to that all those years.
Well, yes, and it didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I hadn't asked him to stand up and reflect back what was supposed to be the truth for him, he wouldn't have gotten that he didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all these mirrors, and we have all these armors, and we have all these masks, but underneath, there's some part of us, you know, some child part of us, whatever, that doesn't believe we're worthy. And if that's going on, it doesn't matter if you do stuff for 50 years. It won't manifest because that belief is stronger.
Wow. So how does a person take the time? I mean, fortunately for this man, he was in the right place, timing. It was divine that you all were there together.
Mm-hmm.
How does a person recognize that there is something at the core that's holding them back like that, some type of belief that they don't believe enough in themselves or what have you? How do they recognize that, and what should they do about it? I mean, I know we don't have much time to talk about it. But if you
this is the whole series.
I know, right?
You know what it is? It's that, first of all, you got to get real with yourself. You got to be mm-hmm. willing to go in to have an authentic look at who you are.
Mm.
And you can't do it alone. You know, most of us try to process this stuff alone. We try
mm-hmm.
to figure it out, you know, and we can't, because you can't solve the problem at the level of the problem.
Right.
Or at the consciousness of it. So that's why you need support. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why I do the work I do, and I have coaches, and I have classes and workshops, and there are a lot of us out here. There's a lot of coaches and a lot of people out here, therapists, that are doing great work. You know, you have to decide to open to the possibility that you need help.
Mhm, 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 mhm. Be open that you need help. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. That is so
important.
Because
if you keep spinning your wheels, it's something is telling you that you can't solve it where you're at.
Mhm, mhm. And you know, this brings up a whole nother point that I'm so excited to be able to talk to you about. And I kind of alluded to it in the show. We mentioned it when we spoke off air about being at that point of stress, because mm-hmm. you work a lot with business owners and business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are a leader, a leader, I don't want to just label a person as a good leader or a bad leader, but I'm just going to say, just for the sake of this conversation, a good leader is someone that is able to make the hardest thing look so easy. And everybody thinks that, oh, wow, they don't have any problems, there's no stress, no nothing. And I think sometimes when you are that type of leader, for one, you are the one that needs a lot of support, and you might not get the support that you need,
right,
because nobody thinks that you need any support because you make everything look so easy under stress and under pressure there.
Right.
How does a leader or individual, a business owner, recognize that they are stressed? Because you talked about a lot of things that's happening to our bodies as a result, and that, you know, definitely affects our productivity.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you look at statistics today, they will tell you that depression is rapidly moving into the number one spot for a challenge in our country and in the world, and that it's stress-related, and that stress is having huge impact on people's adrenal systems, on their hormone imbalances, on their digestion challenges, sleep deprivation. I mean, so you can be managing or handling things like you said. You know, it looks like you're doing it all well, but then you start to get that your body is showing you that it's challenged, and you know, and it goes in like little steps. You know, first you can't sleep, and then you know, you're processing all day and all night. You're not eating well. You're not digesting your food well. You are, you know, they tell us that our culture is like adrenaline junkies. That we're running on Mac 10 all the time.
Yes.
And if we're not, something's wrong with the coffee shop.
Yes.
I mean, caffeine, you know, takes your adrenaline to the max.
Right. And the sodas, all of them.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
And the energy drinks, yes.
So for me, what I start with leaders is, you know, what is your commitment to radical self-care? You know, what are you doing? You know, what are you willing to do so that you can find a way to move to center, to take care of yourself, to eat well, to work out, to really have balance? You know, a lot of these people that we call effective leaders, their families never see them.
And you know, see, that's, and I've been guilty of it. I confess, because, you know, you're taught that you don't need balance. That's how I was taught. I was brought up. You know, if you're going to work for yourself, you're going to kill yourself, literally.
Right.
You have to work from dark 30 to dark 30, you know, and you're not real. You can't let your customers know that you're taking a break. You can't do any. You never can take a break. You're supposed to be on 24/7 if you're going to be successful. And we hear that's what people have done who have reached those points, those high levels in their life. But how do we reverse, or what's the balance in that? How does a person like myself say, wait a minute, because you feel you either feel guilty, I should be doing this, I should be doing something else, and especially for women. I know we deal with everything that if you have children, men don't go through the same thing of the guilt of not being. I'm not saying that they don't, but it's a little different because of the way our society is as far as women and children and how much time you're spending with your child and what are you're juggling everything. How does a person get to that balance? I mean, what do we do?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll talk about it. I'm coaching a woman in Switzerland right now, and that thing that you're talking about with women is that there's an unspoken expectation that you can manage it all,
right.
that you can be the lover, be the mother, be the teacher, be the healer, and then be successful.
There's right.
And we take it on as a role. And so this woman, excuse me, that I'm coaching, very successful speaker, author, doing all this stuff, and all of a sudden she said she just felt like she was immobilized, that she couldn't move. And so we started looking at her self-care, and there was none. Everything was about how was she showing up in the world to support others.
Mm-hmm. Whether it
and
was
so
the
first
business
thing we
and
did
family
was,
and everything.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, the first thing I want us to do is I want us to calendar you. I can't even tell you what kind of resistance came in.
Wow.
She was like, well, I don't have time to do. I was like, well, that's right, but we're going to make time.
Right.
And I said, and the good news is that you're going to start to notice that when you do that for yourself, something, you're going to feel more rested and clearer. The interesting news is that you will now be changing the dance with all these people that you're the ultimate caretaker for, and they're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had to work through the process, the emotional process of her taking a stand for her own health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Because we're taught so much to be for guilt to lead us into all of our decisions. I mean, especially if you grew up in a traditional religious setting or what have you. I mean, it's just everything is just guilt. You know, you shouldn't do that. You're gonna you should feel bad.
Right.
You're selfish if you're taking
right.
time away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, there's a long time ago, there was someone who wrote a book called The Corporate Mystic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Gay Hendricks. And he interviewed all these people who had found this place, that they were highly successful. And when he interviewed them, most of them meditated. They had strong eating regimens and rest regimens.
Mm-hmm.
They had time that they took for themselves, where they would not allow anything to interfere with it. And
now,
what
is
they
this a
all
book?
Said was
sorry
they
to cut you off.
Productive.
Did you say this was a book, The Corporate Mystic? What
The
what
Corporate
is,
Mystic.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they all discovered that that by taking that time, that thing I call radical self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And by finding a practice that could support them in centering, they became more productive.
Right. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely true. I mean, there was a path just that I have been on these really most of my life. And I recently made that commitment to myself that I would get back in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that I'm asking myself, where was I? Why
mm-hmm.
did I not do this? You know, because it does. It really does. I can even tell it makes a difference in your clarity and in the focus. You know, because as you get over all those things of the guilt and all of that of not doing, feeling like you're not being productive, or I should be doing this, I should be making this phone call, or what have you, it does. It makes a big difference. You're right. It does.
Well,
it really
and
does.
You know what the thing is that when you really start to take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
you start to experience more time.
Mm-hmm.
More
mm-hmm.
clarity
mm-hmm.
and more compassion in the way in which you deal with others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're not stressed out.
Right.
You're not. And what are those signs, what are those symptoms and signs of burnout and stress out for mm-hmm. those who are listening in? And 'cause we have people that listen from all over the world and they download the show like crazy as well. So they may not know that they're stressed out. Or
right.
may not know that they're on the brink of burnout.
Right. So one of the first symptoms is continuous and consistent fatigue.
Okay.
Another is that your sleep, you're feeling sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Another is that you're eating or drinking too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you're impatient with people and short tempered, and that you cannot function at the level that you've always functioned. It's like you have to push to function there.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep pulling. It's like you kind of don't have that interest, or you can't figure out why it takes you longer to process information,
right,
or what have. Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And you can't really even sync up your thoughts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like
it's because the body is telling you, I need to rest.
Right. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that people can do to actually, you know, once they recognize that, what are some of the steps that they can take to start changing? I mean, because it's not as just easy, we know, as we're mm-hmm. saying it. So should it be something they do drastic or mm-hmm. something small?
Right. Well, I think you got to start small, because if you try to do something drastic, I mean, just look at what happens in January, the diets and the gym
right.
memberships that increase.
That's true.
It's like, I think you try to do that, and then you kind of set yourself up for failure. You
right.
know, really, you know, your freedom and your health is a choice. And so it's, you can really, first of all, just sit back, take a step back, and look at or write down all the things that you're doing that could create stress in your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then make a list of all the things you're doing that support you. If you're in a high-stress situation, you will find that first list is way longer than the
mm-hmm.
short list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and what you
mm-hmm.
want to do is you want to build that short list so that it starts to balance out some. A year and a half ago, I released 23 pounds because my familial pattern was, when you get stressed, you eat.
Okay.
And you know, so I would go up and down. And at one point, I said, you know what? This is unhealthy. And what would it look like if I was healthy? And so I made a list. I said, I want to take these things out of my diet that don't support me, and I want to add more of these things that do. And I wrote out this cleanse and clear plan. And if you can go on my website, CynthiaJames.net, and it says gifts for you, and that's there. I put it there because I really felt like it really supported me and my clients, because then you have a plan. You have someone that supports you that's kind of like an accountability partner.
Right.
And I think accountability partners are really important, because otherwise the old behavior will just start dragging you back into that old way of being.
Right, 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 right. That is so true. You got to have a partner with that, right?
Right?
Because if you're doing it by yourself and no one is knowing that you're doing it, and you get off the bandwagon,
right.
Yeah, you need that partner in that, for real.
Right, and it really was, I mean, my husband, my brother, my friends, you know, I really told them about my commitment.
Uh-huh.
And they were like my cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so after I finished the initial program, the way that it stayed that way is because I've just continued to go back to my initial list and to keep supporting it and keep honoring it and keep expanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do with my clients. It's like, you can't say, I want to change and do it for a month and then be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're really talking about a change, a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
And really, when you leave this planet, I mean, do you really want people to say, that was the best entrepreneur I ever saw?
You want a little bit more than that, huh?
I think so.
Nobody knew her, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
She had gained 400 pounds before it was all over.
Exactly. And had and had no life.
Right, had no life. Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Wow, this is some good stuff here. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio, and our very special guest is Cynthia Jane. She is a transformational specialist, as you can hear today. We're going to take a short break and come right back. Our lines are packed out here. If you have a question, Miss Cynthia, would you mind taking a question or two from a caller?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yes, yes. So if you have a question, go ahead and press 1 so that we know that you have a question. If you're in the chat room there, you can dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. And press 1 so that we can know that you have a question in queue. Again, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategies.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564 or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Our very special guest is Cynthia Jane, transformational specialist. And we are having a dynamic conversation today. I'm telling you, if you just tuned in, make sure that you go back to this show. You can go to Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, Wealthy Sisters Radio. You download the show, and we're also on as well. And if you've got a question, just let us know. We do have the lines packed out here. We're going to go to a caller. Looks like a Indianapolis area code, a 317. Hello, state your name. Where are you calling from, please?
My name is Herman Dominique Lee, Black Women of Color magazine.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine. I was calling to ask a question. Can you hear me? Because I'm getting a bad connection.
Yes, we got you. Go ahead. Say hello to Cynthia James.
Hi, Miss James. How are you doing?
I'm great. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice. I'm the publisher and owner of the magazine, Black Women of Color magazine. My question was, I wanted to ask of how is it possible that we can better a lot of African American women to better to move forward with their business ideas? Because I get a lot of readership that's coming to my publication of asking, what can they do to go further in their business?
So, like, if they have a idea or a vision, how are they going to actually implement it, or what's the first step in executing it?
Correct.
All right.
We have a lot of young girls that are having business ideas and have hair and fashion ideas, and they want to know what's the steps that they can do this.
All right. Great question. Thank you for calling in.
Well, you know, it's really it is a great question. And the first thing I want to say is that, you know, first of all, write down those ideas and get clear about what it is you want to do. And then find out, you know, what is your skill set? Because a lot of times we have these incredible ideas, but we don't have the skills to go with them.
Right.
So education, you know, where do you get educated to bring your skill set up to a level where people will pay attention to you?
That's right.
And then go out and look for the people that are doing similar things to you and model what they're doing, learn what they're doing so that you can add to your field of expertise.
That is so true. I mean, last week we had our guest on, Pam Perry, and want to encourage everybody to go back and catch that show as well. And she talked about that same thing. You know, she have people to come to her and say, look, I want you to mentor me. I need the support. Can you do this? And she asked them, well, have you done this? Have you even liked my page? Have you investigated the what you want to do? They have no idea, you know, what it takes to do it. They haven't done any homework or anything. anything like that, or they haven't even become a part of any groups or anything. And so that is so important that you mentioned, find out what it is that you want to do and to actually get yourself drenched in it. I mean, it's so much information here online that you can
right.
find to at least get you in the first step of doing that. That is good. That's good. Yeah, so important. So important. You know, you also talked a lot, and you help a lot, as we mentioned, a lot of business leaders and business owners, not just about, we talked about the stress part there, but I really would love, for the few minutes we have left in the show, if you could just talk about how you help the business leaders with this intensive program that teaches them to use the spiritual principles mm-hmm. to expand their vision, because I think that as well can kind of help the caller's question as well.
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking that question. You know, the program is called Advanced Awareness Coaching for Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about inviting people into the integrative process to understand that we are physical, emotional, spiritual beings.
Right.
And that all areas have to be nurtured. And I'm not talking about religion here. I'm really talking about who are you at the spiritual core of your being,
mm-hmm.
and what will nurture you and what will support you and what will comfort you. A lot of times, you know, we just get off into the business world and we forget that part that our spirit needs nurturing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what I do with people is I really invite them into getting clear about what their passion is, getting clear about what is their radical care plan, and also, you know, what feeds them spiritually. You know, what is it? Is it music? Is it nature? Is it going to a church? Is it meditation? What is it? And then we amplify that so that can be the foundation that we build in all the other areas, so
mm-hmm.
that we end up at the end of the program having a roadmap for our health and well-being that we can follow when they're not with me.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. And that book that you mentioned, The Corporate Mystic, I would imagine that plays a big role in their lives as well.
Well, I use it as a reference, but really
mm-hmm.
we use the Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence book, and then we use the program I've developed for leaders. Because here's the thing, if you look at a lot of the people that are successful, you know, Tony Robbins, you know, who's out there, he's, you know,
right.
he's making a ton. He's got a spiritual foundation. Ian LaVanzant, spiritual
right.
foundation. Oprah
right.
Winfrey, spiritual foundation.
Right.
Deepak Chopra. All these people are telling us on different levels that the spiritual foundation helps them weather all the mental, emotional, and physical storms.
Because that's definitely a part of life, and is definitely a part of business as well. And I think, I don't know, I guess when you've mentioned that depression that is on the rise, I believe when we were more in tune spiritually, you probably saw less of those things because we were able to, I would imagine, deal with this life and what life brings on a better basis than what we are today, on burnout, on
mm-hmm.
stress, and not always being in tune at the core.
Well, exactly. And you know, if we don't slow down, first, here's the thing. We're in an accelerated, I'm calling it an accelerated universe. The internet and all of the technology
mm-hmm.
has moved us into an acceleration that we couldn't have imagined 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are called individually then to find out what is our own pace
mm-hmm.
that can keep us sane and keep
mm-hmm.
us clear and keep us centered.
Mm. What is our own? And not, are you saying, as far as not monitoring what someone else is doing and not being competitive?
Right.
With whatever, yeah, because one of my favorite books, I talk about it a lot on the show, is The Science of Getting Rich
mm-hmm.
by Wallace Wattles, and he talks about that, you know, that we should not compete, that
right.
and that's one of the main reasons why we shouldn't, because first of all of our unique gifts are ours, and what's ours is ours if we understand that we are operating in an abundant world, no matter what you know, the media says as far as resources or what have you. He even says if one resource dries out, our substance, our energy, our universe, our God, whatever we want to call it, will create something else that replaces that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If we go back to the beginning of this conversation about being extraordinary,
right,
that means that every single person on this planet is unique,
mm-hmm.
special, has their own gifts, their own way of showing up that nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
why would there not be delivery systems and resources for every individual?
Mm.
Why would we have to be limited thinking only this person or that person can get it?
That is so true. That's a great question. That is a great question. I mean, if we're all here, why would we be here in the first place?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've, you know, can you imagine, you know, a bird coming up to your house saying, you know, I wonder if there's enough for me.
Mm.
You know, the animals and the birds and the trees and the plants, you know, they're not in lack thinking.
Mm-mm.
We're the ones who think that if this person gets it, there's not going to be enough for us. And I just think it's a massive lie that we've all bought into.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. John Randolph, he has the Abundance book, and he
mm-hmm.
says he says it's an era in consciousness, you know, the collective consciousness era in thinking.
Right.
That's what how he puts it. Right, right. That is so much lack, and everything is lack, and there is no abundance. Not saying that some of those things that we are doing that we don't need to correct, but at the end of the day, we live with total abundance, total
exactly.
abundance. Mm-hmm. Wow. I tell you, this time has flown by so fast.
Oh, I love talking to you. It's just been great.
Yes, yes. Why don't you share with everyone your website information again, and any particular, I know you're going to be doing a special workshop somewhere, so if you can tell us a little bit about that and how everyone can reach you.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Omega Institute in New York. You know, I haven't done as much work on the East Coast, and so I'm very excited about the Omega Institute, and I'll be there July 26th to the 28th, and we're going to do the What Will Set You Free weekend, which is really about fulfilling your purpose and letting go of any old beliefs and old ways that don't support you. And so that information is on my website, which is cynthiajames.net. And also, I'm taking a small group to Peru in August.
Wow.
On a pilgrimage. We're going to do meditation and yoga, and we're going to be in this incredible retreat center there near Machu Picchu. And really, we're just going to do spiritual practice and open to the purpose that wants to be revealed as the life that we're living. So
and
I'm really
why
excited
Peru?
About that. I take people on trips every year.
Uh-huh. Why Peru? What is special about Peru?
Well,
tell
you know,
us.
Peru, the indigenous people there are really spiritual and really, you know, if you look at the history of the people there,
mm-hmm.
they did things, you know, the temples and things that they built
mm-hmm.
there, it's like
mm-hmm.
they didn't
like
have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. They didn't have the tools. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so there's this really wonderful, powerful, energetic there. And so I love taking leaders to those places. We've gone to France and we've gone to Ireland to take people to these places where they can really get apart from what they're doing
mm-hmm.
and just immerse in a culture and in a place where they can really start to hear their own inner voice.
Wow. To turn off all the sounds around because
exactly.
then we can be more in tune. I definitely hear that. I definitely hear that. Well, again, your website is cynthiajames.net. Then you're going to Peru in August, and you'll be in the Omega Institute there in New York in July.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want everyone to go to your website to find you there. And are you on Facebook or Twitter?
I'm on
Facebook
and Twitter and LinkedIn.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Reverend James, for being on the Wealthy Sisters Radio with us today. We appreciate you for all that you're doing and continued success to you.
And thank you, Deborah, and continued success to you. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And once again, you've heard another powerful show. I want to remind you that you can catch this show and all of our other shows at Wealthy Sisters Radio. We want to hear your comments. Thank you for tuning in. Let us know. Continuously send us those letters. We appreciate it and those emails. And once again, we want to invite you to tune in next week where we'll have another powerful show for you. And so, as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. Have a wonderful day. See you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.